Twist of Joy. Okay, Tablet of Joy. You know, the Rebbe says, the Avram Zaken Baba Yamin. Right? That's what the Rebbe says. Avram was old. Right? Coming in the days, you have to fill your day, make it, expand your day, make renewal in your day, make your day more alive. But, I mean, you know, we all know that we say, okay, I'm starting again, I'm just born now. But, like, we all know that, like,
especially today,
yeah,
when you change the clock.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, hey,
it's like,
you're like, yeah, oh, today's good, no, right, they change it the right way, the wrong way, you're like, oh, I'm one less hour asleep, ah, here you get it back.
Lose hour of your life.
That's how you feel.
That's a whole
exclusive
session.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yes, it's true. We're making it up. But the bottom line is that how can I make myself new and fresh, really? How do I do it? So the Rebbe says, you have it in your head. If you want, you can be fresh. You have the kaf of your mind is unbelievable. We know that the seat of the neshama is the mind. The neshama has five levels. We have a nefesh and something like a ruach, right? But like the question is, which side and what bechina? But there's like something called the neshama. When you put the neshama in, the Nusin says, the Bro says, and many, many other sources say, neshama means you were above teva, you're not in nature anymore. At least for the moment, tshuva, it comes from bina, neshama. But when you get to that place, you're not in nature anymore, you're somewhere else. So, it's up to you, it's up to us. Chaya b'chlal, chokma, the person is filled with vitality. People who didn't sleep a long time, and they learned with intensity for many hours, they daven with the grin, and they didn't need to eat, because they got a little drop of the chaya. This the fourth level of your neshama comes into your, a little drop comes in, not only the koach, that you don't feel it. You feel a drop, and you're energized, you're alive, you have kofos. I forgot who it was, he came, this little kid, he eventually became one of the Gdol Yisrael, one of the big Gdolim. He came to see a big Rebbe. Again, I forgot who it was, I can find the source though. And he was like slumped over, an old man. So this five-year-old, he asked his Tati, he says, Tati, Ve'agei Tavanin, who's the Dalek for David? Rosh Hashanah, it's the most intense davening. He points to the Rebbe. What do you mean? He's in the, he can't move. He's jumping up and down. He was so on fire. He's like, I couldn't move. The guy can't move. So then when they were done, he slumps down. No cough. But like when he gets to R, he gets that little drop of the chaya. There's no nature. I mean, nature. What's nature? We have to really be there. You can't pretend. But like, we have to at least yearn. So we have a cough. We have an incredible cough. It's like an amazing thing. That's what the Rebbe says. He says, if you are mechadash yourself, if you renew yourself, you become like new. You don't want to be sick. Focus. Positive. Then the illness goes away. Russ does the same thing, actually. Same idea. It's up to you. It's up to us. So someone actually sent me a study that this psychologist did, secular person, and what they did was something very simple. They took some people who were in their 70s, they're walking in a cane, and they put them, they changed the whole atmosphere of a certain place in the country somewhere, in New Hampshire or whatever, and it looked like 1959. It was 1981. They said, think back, if you think back, if you can reframe yourself in 1959, you can help your health. Okay, they tried no mirrors, nothing. They came in, they said, you take your stuff upstairs. One guy's like, I don't think I can. So it's not a problem. You're taking one shirt at a time. Because you're when they treat you like you were 22 years ago, and you carry your own stuff. You didn't have strength, you carry it one thing at a time. You didn't just let someone take your stuff. By the time they were done, they brought the canes, they're waiting outside for the bus, and they decided to have a touch football game. It's like, I'm really like, what? So the person said, and they came, what? I was afraid to publish the study because no one would believe it. Even their vision improved. Why should their vision improve? 5 days. That's it. So we see the cut. That's what Rebbe says. He says, you have to, you recreate yourself. It's up to you. It's up to us. We want.
How's this?
What?
How's this work? How did everything just get better?
No one knows. It did. Not only, even more than that, they took people with diabetes. And they took them and said, now it's 20 years before, you don't have diabetes. And it dissolved, disappeared, or half disappeared, or got better, or regressed. Like, what happened? 2 days. Look at yourself in a different way.
Well, actually, there are studies like that that back up that study mm-hmm. that I've seen on nutritionfacts.org, where just a simple change in diet plus change in attitude will do that.
For sure. No, but they didn't change the diet. All they changed was attitude, and that was enough to do incredible. But diet is also important.
According to Tevin, we shouldn't exist.
That's also true. And that's
because
for sure.
Was not supposed to have children. And because of that, we should not even exist. The only reason why we exist is because we're higher than Tevin.
That's only one reason. You're so right. But the Yavid said, if you want a proof of that shtapa, you want to see that there's divine providence in the world, just look at the Jewish people. Everyone wants to kill us, and they can't. He said, it doesn't make any sense. There was even this lady who was an atheist, the head of history in the Moscow University.
That I can explain to you, too, why they can't.
It's because it's Laman and Teva, the bottom line.
Bottom line is because the Tsar Mila, the Malachim that were gathered over to all the nations that are in charge of that nation, so to speak, only give them permission to damage us, but not to kill us in total.
That's true. But again, naturally speaking, in the natural world, it doesn't make any sense. If you have millions of people who want to kill you, they're naked, or they assimilate you, or they enslave you. That's just the way it is. You don't get to, like, just keep going and doing your own thing. Either you find your own place, and you're defending, and you're the guy in charge, or, I mean, between the Middle Ages, no one had any big morals. You kill, you kill. You felt like you're doing a religious duty. Whatever your crazy idea was, and you did whatever. There were many, many examples of people like the Jewish people who were exiled, and they didn't last, like, 20 years. They either assimilated, or they found their own place, or they're dead. That was just the way it was. Enslaved and dead. Finished, scattered, finished. There's not really... There were many, many tribes that were overbeaten. A lot of places that were conquered. None of these, you ever meet an Assyrian? I mean, they were conquered and they're finished. That's all. No, there was a very deep, they had their own thing. Very nice, it's finished. Goodbye. History. The wind is the dust heap of history. They're gone. No one ever did that. Babylonians, these were very big empire. They were conquered. They're finished. There are millions. There's so many nations. None of these guys, we know who they are. They're all gone. They're finished. Goodbye. And we're still here. Even going, we're like, what's going on? Like Mark Twain. What is the secret of this? I don't get it. And there's above nature. So we need to try to bring that into our life. So the point of Pastors of Joy is to be happy, even when things are hard. That's the point of it. So I have to realize that it's up to me. It's my choice. If I want, I can connect to Hashem, and I can focus on Hashem, and bring Hashem in the world to such an extent, and such clarity, that everything's great. The Mr. Shem says, if you have a general, the general, you know, he has two possible situations. Either could have the easy situation where he's got the majority, he's got the advantage, and he's in a war, or he's got a situation which is an impossible situation. What's he going to pick? He's going to pick the impossible situation because he wants a challenge to show he's a brilliant strategist. I'm the guy who did it. I could do it. That's my call. He said, you don't want to be, like, easy. He said, easy is, like, big deal. It's drab. It's hard. It's got no, like, who cares? You want to be like, it's hard, it's a challenge. That's Tzaddikim, he said, that's what they are. Like, they want a challenge, they want to do it right, they want to do it till the end. They want to, it's like, at the very least though, when it's hard for me, I can just reframe and it becomes something totally different. And it's up to me, it's up to my koch, my mind. What am I doing? My neshama. How much neshama do I want myself inside? Do I want to complain? Do I want to be upset? Do I want to be bothered? Or do I want to come back? No, I'm going to come back, I'm going to be another person entirely. I'm going to be somebody else. That's the thing about Avram. It says in the Zohar, it says, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. It says, Lech Lecha, Hashem says to every neshama, go. Go from the land, go from Gan Eden. Go out into the world. So the Zohar says, Lech Lecha, first of all, Hashem says, keep the Torah. And second of all, Lech Lecha is 50 and 50. Because Laman is 30, and Chaf is 20. So 50 and 50 is 100. It says, take these 100 keys, 100 brachas every day. Say this 100 brachas, connect to Hashem, reconnect, become nude through these brachas, and so that's how you're going to get to the from your land, from Gan Eden, from where you were born. There are reasons why we were born in the family we were born. From the different places also, the beginning of our Shorosh Neshama, where we are and how we're supposed to be. That's why we started out where we were. There are no accidents. There's no mistake why this soul was here and that soul was there. This soul was closer and that soul was further. There's no, it didn't work out that way. It didn't just happen to I played a dice game and that's what happened. Hashem put us there for a particular reason. That's what we need to be. And that's our koach. That's our koach. So that's the first thing. The very first thing is to realize that everything is totally up to me, my choice, to do whatever I want. I want to be fresh and new. I want to be a different person. I can do it. I want to turn back the clock. I can do it. It's my choice. You ever said not allowed to be old? What do you mean not allowed to be old? I'm old. I said, no, you're not old. It's up to you. You want to be old? Be old. You don't want to be old? Don't be old. It's up to you. It's your choice. The Rebbe said you need to learn the whole Shas, the whole Shulchan Aruch. He gives you this big syllabus. He says, don't be discouraged. Listen, you can be a tzaddik without learning. But you see this big syllabus. You're like, what is this? This is impossible. And the answer is, it's not impossible. It's not impossible. you yearn and you want, it could take years. But one day, Shem gives the order. You realize that it's just up to me. If I want, I'll do it. If not, not. To me, totally my choice. My choice. They took the people sleeping also. They put them in a room. And instead of 8 hours, they changed the clock. It really was 4 hours. And they were committed to 8 hours. And they felt like they slept it out. Day after day. It's because, again, they got the same somehow, it's up to me. Can you, and you can do that. It's like the unbelievable. Unbelievable thing. We have this koach to get, that's what Nassim says, the Rebbe says, to go to this place is called the Malam and Azman. That's where Shuva comes from. The Malam and Azman, we're not in time anymore. There's no time.
Yes, sir. What was
the Malam and Azman. We have to go above time. Above time. I can be above time. It's my choice. If I want, I can go above it. Transcend it. Elevate it. It's totally up to me. You know, when we start to realize it, we say, I'm really completely, totally slave of the Yitzhara. Like the Rebbe says, there's a switch. You think you're the son of the Maitre, but really, you're the king's son. I think I'm the son of the Maitre, not turning out, the son of the king. I don't get it, I don't see it. The goof is the Maitre, the goof is like killing us. We don't understand it, we don't see it. None of this stuff do we need. No, there's no Yitzhara. The Yitzhara is only like a big bluff. Because if you wake yourself up, that's what Rebbe says. He says it's like a camel or an elephant. It's trained. When you train an elephant or a camel, I don't know what you do exactly, but you hurt them until they learn that whatever grabs your halter, you have to follow. Don't follow it, it's going to hurt. So Rebbe says, then, once it's already been broken in, even if a mouse grabs its halter, it knows you go, and you don't do anything, because otherwise you're dead. He said, no. Step on it. Goodbye, go away. So now I'm not... And that's really, of course, a very deep muscle that he has, a very deep idea. But listen, you know, when you are in your place, sometimes you have pain and difficulty, you have suffering, you go through what you go through, and it's like, at that point, I'm not holding by doing anything else. I'm not holding by it. I can't change it. I can't right now deal with it. But at a certain point, it becomes clear to you that what's leading me is this mouse. When you see that, step on the map. Like, change the behavior. Do it. Do something differently. You don't have to stay the same. You don't have to stay the same. I can change it. It's totally my choice. It's totally up to me. It's an incredible freedom to realize that it's really totally up to me. Avraham Avinu, Bereishis, that's the Rishis Bereishis, the whole book of Bereishis is Nefesh. That's my Nefesh. Creation. Then we fall, we have this result of what a Rishon says, the result of the Dor HaMavol, the Dor HaFlood, all these things are in us. The flood is in us. The building the tower, it's all in us. It's all our problems. It all causes all sorts of nice problems that we have to deal with in whatever way we possibly can. And the first rule of dealing with these problems is Achdus, being one with everyone else. That's what the Zohar says in Noah. The Zohar says, listen, you have to be Achdus. He says, when Hashem confused the language of the people in the Dor HaFlaga with the tower, he confused the language. The only reason why they had problems and they were scattered was because they had arguments. If they had all like taken a step back and said, relax, even though they were idolaters and they had a whole idea of rebellion against God or whatever their idea was. And unfortunately, the Zohar says, if Dustin brings this, he said, today the Dor HaFlaga is alive and well. This Dor HaFlaga, this tower, a person who's against the moon is building a tower against God. That's what he's doing. He's trying to bring people away from Hashem. That's what he wants. That's his purpose. That's what Nesson says. He says, all these people, they have no idea, they don't understand the greatness of the Torah, they don't know what it means, and they're just trying to do whatever talks to them, whatever they don't understand, but unfortunately they're creating an edifice that's against Hashem. That's me. That's where I am right now. That's where I am right now. That's who I am. That's where I am. If I'm like, forgetting about Emunah, forgetting Hashem. But that's where I am. But we don't realize it. It's really weird. You know, the Rebbe says, don't be old, right? So what does that mean? It's like, it means it's your choice whether you're old. It's my choice. It's my choice. I could also change. I could also go back 20 years if I want. Maybe it's even easier for me. Have the Rebbe a little bit of ore. Why not? Why shouldn't I be able to go back? Who says I can't? To me. It's an incredible thing. Like the Rebbe says, you're supposed to be the Malam and the Zman. I'm supposed to be above time. That's what I'm supposed to be. So why aren't I? I'm not at that time because I don't choose to be so. That's all. I don't choose to be so. I choose to be so. Okay. It's to me. The whole idea to feel this about time. I want to be higher. Why aren't I? Because I'm not willing to make the choice. The goof is in the way. Right? The goof doesn't want. There's no thank you. I don't know. It's spiritual. It's better for me. It's worse for me. I don't care. I just want what I want. Leave me alone. And really, that's not real. That's just fake. It doesn't exist at all. All this stuff doesn't exist. What exists is Torah, Tshuva, and Shiflus, another. Humility. Being real with Hashem. Bring Hashem into my life. That's all that exists. Nothing else exists at all. So the minute I start to realize that, it becomes a big struggle. That's what Mesen says in the Kutar Lefesh. He says, you have to focus on Hashem. He said, when you're trying to look at something that's a little far, you have to really focus your gaze on it. Focus on it. Look and look and look. So otherwise, you can't see it. You get distracted by things on the side. You don't notice it. So the bitachon, you're focusing your whole self to Hashem. Hashem, where are you in my life? How do I fill my life up with you? How do I change? How do I do that? I don't know. Well, if you don't know, it's how to do his voluntas and find out. But the first premise of his voluntas is we have the power to change anytime we want. That's what Rebbe said. The Bechira means you want to, you do. You don't want to, you don't. What? I want to, I do. I don't want to, I don't. What? Yes, you don't. And it's up to me. So sometimes, again, there are things holding us back. The person might have been wounded or hurt, and there are things that are harming him. And it's really hard for him. It's very nice, but like I'm like, who am I? I'm just like crushed. I feel like I went through the meat grinder, and then I come out. I'm like, can't move. So, but the way Hashem made the nefesh, eventually things do come more like together, or he finds out how to deal with the problems. I will find out how if I search out. Hashem will show me how. So I just need to be very, very patient to do my best. I realize that there's going to come a time when it's up to me. Let's, Rebbe says, wait. Yearn and wait. Wait and yearn. I just have to yearn. I just have to yearn and wait for Hashem. If I wait for Hashem, if I yearn for Hashem, I'm going to get everything I want. Whatever I want. Whatever you want, you're going to have. If you yearn for Hashem. If not, you won't. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's totally, totally, totally my choice. So right now, if I say, okay, here I am. It's Marachet. Parshas Lech Lecha, Yom Aleph. Yom Aleph, Parshas Lech Lecha, I'm supposed to do certain things. I'm supposed to make certain birurim. I have an opportunity to pick up certain sparks, to do certain things. Now I have a lot of challenges that are getting in my way, but not letting me do this. They get in the way there, they are blocking me. So it's totally up to me. This getting in the middle of the Bible must have reached the Zohar also. So there's a barrier. It doesn't let you find the good in today. You can overcome that. It's up to me. If I want, I can break through. It's totally, totally, totally my choice. Up to me. If I want, go. Bakasha is open. Not only is it open, they help you. You just have to be patient. And not like let go of the arrogance of the guy with a me, I will, I'll be. Forget about me, I will, I'll be. Start to think about Hashem. Helping someone else. That's like the biggest thing. We don't really believe this, or we'd be very different. Always smiling, shining, connected. That's where we'd be, because like Hashem's here with me, taking care of me. It's around me. The deepest fire, there's angels around me. Who knows what? Just like incredible things. If you only want, there are bunches you're supposed to imagine that you're surrounded with light, illumination with pure illumination, you see light all over. That's where you're going around the world. You're doing very well. That's fantastic. It's an incredible thing. How do I internalize this? How do I make this really part of myself? How do I make the change of heart that I need to bring Hashem into my life? Really? To make a bracha, and remember, this is the Mafteah. This is one of the keys to connect to Hashem. He said, sent me from Gedein and said, take this key and open the doors. You need all these locked doors. Make a bracha and wait, open one up. Why are you sitting here and I'll show you what brachas look like. No, it's a story I always tell. It's an incredible story. It's a Sfari Chacham. He was with a few students, and this Arab sheikh stopped him on his horse, and he said, I'm not sure he was on his horse, maybe not. And he said, okay, you're dead. Rabbi, you're a dead man. I'd say that. Kill you. Hate these rabbis, can't stand them. So he motioned to the students to sort of scatter and run away. And they did. They hid themselves or whatever it was. And he said, okay, you get a last request, and then your head is off. He said, I want a drink of water. Yeah, but he made a very slow, beautiful shakal near Bilvoro. As he said Bilvoro, this guy comes riding up on a horse. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm killing this speaking rabbi. He said, no, the rabbi's going to kill them all, not him. It's very strange. So the student was surprised to find him, like, he was alive, what happened? He told him what happened. He said, what? You no vitoy, nothing, you just a glass of water? He said, you know what shakal near Bilvoro is? Everything is from Hashem. You can do anything in the whole world when you say everything is from Hashem. It's up to you, it's up to us. It's our choice. If I want, I can change the whole world. Totally my choice. Totally my choice. Change everything. Everything is different. That's a lech lecha. Lech lecha. Hashem said, go, don't stay in the place. The person takes it the other way, right? He says, lech lecha mi'atzucha from your earthiness, mi'atzucha from the bad things you got from how you were conceived, the base of Bicha from the bad things you had from the house and the family where you were born into, Eretz Asher Alecha, Tula Rotsim, Hashem, to Tisrael, to Kedusha, which I will show you. It's totally up to me. I'm supposed to take a journey. That's what Levitical is about. Time to take a journey. Here, we're in Mar Cheshvin. The Rebbe says Cheshvin is the same letters as V'Nachash. After Tishrei, we did all these nice things, but now, you have to still deal with the Nachash. Deal with the Nachash already.
Which is
the stake. All the nonsense and all the stupid things that are blinding us and making it impossible for us to make rational, good decisions and be the person we want to be. All that is not to deal with. That's Cheshvin. Mar Cheshvin. Mar is bitter. You deal with it when you realize that where I've been until now is quite bitter. I don't want it anymore. Kamarna says very strong. Or if I want to draw this, but kind of readers, person says, I like, it's bitter for me this way. I want to change. I want my dominant to look different. I want my brachas different. I want my learning different. I want to be different. I want benan l'chaveru, how I relate to other people different. Everything different. I want to change everything. And I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be happy. I say, I'm going to take my time. But everything I want to be completely different. It's bitter to be this way. I don't want to be this way. I want to share in my life. I really want to share here. So I have no idea how to, but I'm realizing that it's totally up to me. If that's what I want, I'm just going to ask for it. I'm going to do my best to act in consonance with my desire. And everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. You know, we can't keep going to the Rebbe, Neumann, and expect that things don't start to move. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not, things are going to start to move in your life. Things change. Cataclysmic things change. We start to be real, we start to chip, we start to see where we really are and where we really should be, and like, hey, you know, there's a little bit of distance. I feel like, you know, when am I going to actually come to God this and be who I'm supposed to be? Not anymore someone who's immature. I want to be mature. I want to be mature. I can't touch him in a real way, on a real level. Really, really, Hashem, where are you? I want to leave my, like Avram, go out. Said that Esther, go over there. That another Shvecha, Bahia Brochis, will be a blessing. I'll make you, I'll magnify you. You'll be a great nation. Everything. You have to go get out of all these problems. Right? You have to leave. And it's totally, like, we just don't grasp the truth that it's up to us. I want to change, I can change. Anything can be changed. Just by repenting, just by asking Hashem, please help me sincerely, I'm waiting and believing. The power of Bitachon is unbelievable. An unbelievable call. And that's the Maisa Bitachon. It's also a very important Maisa that the Rebbe tells over. Of like, right, the king was going around to see who's happy and everyone's miserable until he gets to one place and this guy's looking, he's so happy, he said, take your meal, enjoy. Famous story, right? It's a little hard to understand the end of the story. But the story is very well known. So, he says, the king says, how do you make your living? I repair, I'm a fixing man, anything for repair. The next day, the proclamation of the king, no repairing anything. And this guy's environs, everything has to go out. No repairing. He goes to me, he says, how to fix him? No, the king, I don't know what's with him. No repairing. Okay, he sees someone clean the stable, they're going to help you. Makes his money, the king comes back at night. Where'd you get your money? No, because you have to clean your own stables. You get there every day, he dealt with any possible fun muscle. So the guy was kind of stuck. So someone asked him to join the army. I join the army. I need my money though every day. I can't wait a month because I don't have money. I need to make a feast every day. The king comes again. He's playing. Everything's happy. There's a great feast. So where you get your money? The army. And I have this like, whole thing. I have this situation. They pay me every day. Okay. Next day comes at the end of the day. Where's my money? I'm sorry. You can order for the king. No money till the end of the month. What? You promised me. Listen, I can't carry around the order of the king. I totally forgot I promised you. And there's nothing I can do about it. can't. You're inscripted, and I'm not allowed to keep my arthritis because it's not my hand. What does he do now? So he said, you know what, fix it, man. He took the blade off his sword, and he put a wooden blade, and he pawned the blade. That's what he did. Today I'll have my... Tomorrow we'll work. Good. So the king comes. He says, don't tell anyone, but this is what I did. So the next day the king says, I'll fix it. I'll teach him. His division's called up. He doesn't recognize the king and all his finery. He made himself up. And, you know, the king says, this guy's, you have to be killed. He needs to be executed. And you are going to do it. That's going to win the sword. He said, but your excellency, your majesty, who knows if it's really, he should be killed. Maybe he's innocent. No, it's absolutely, undoubtedly guilty, and he must be killed. An example that you are going to do it. So he said, master of the world, if I didn't get this man that shouldn't be killed, please make my sword blade into wood. Drew his sword as wood. Everyone laughed. The king laughed. Very funny. Great. So the question someone asked me once is like, what does this story mean? After all, are you allowed to pawn a blade if you're a soldier? Are you allowed to pawn some blade? I mean, like, you know, you ask a soldier, you're going to say, no, you can't just, you can be discharged dishonorably and you can go to jail. You know, it just changes. You have to have weapons to be ready. That's all the idea of being a soldier. You can't wear wooden weapons. This is not some sort of dojo. You're practicing. You're supposed to be ready. You're a guard. Can't just have you do that. And then the Rebbe says, no, it's all okay. He found it was a trick, and even though he cheated, he got okay with his cheating. He said, what does that mean? So I tell him the way I understand the story, it's very simple. He messed up. It's all of us when we mess up. We're trying so hard, we want so much to be tough, and something comes up, and we just come in the corner we shouldn't know. We messed up, we lost our das, whatever it was. We messed up. And then it comes back to haunt us. It says, you messed up? Well, so you're done. It's over. It's finished. You're messed up. That's it. And we have to say that we're turning anyway to Hashem. We'll find a way around it. If we just master the world, turn around and say, I'm sorry. If this needs to be, I lost out on resources I could. I was supposed to have something I don't have. But help me have it. Help me get it anyway. Hashem gives it to us. And we get a freedom. This is simple. Just turn to Hashem and say, I'm sorry. Please help me. Just be real. Try to be real. Our job is to try to be real. Try to be real. That's what we're here for. Here to try to be real. So. So I was in Mitzrayim. Moses says a powerful thing in Mitzrayim. He says, we all have to thank Sarah. If Sarah hadn't been in Mitzrayim, she never, ever could have found herself. She never could have made the tikkunim she made to enable the Jewish people to leave Egypt. That's what Augustine says. He says, that's what enabled us to leave Egypt. That's what did. Yeah. It says Avraham Avinu made a nefesh in Chara. How did he make the nefesh in Chara? How do you do that? How do I make a nefesh? He said, so the Zohar says he helped them and he gave them food, he gave them lodging. That, if you take someone to your house, if you try to help a fellow Jew, try to help someone, he said, that is as if you created them. That's the power of helping another Jew. That's the power of doing something for another Jew. Nefesh is also b'charan. It's up to us. If we want, we can make a nefesh b'charan. It's totally our choice. So basically, we can be new anytime we want to. I can be who I want to be. The only thing holding me back is, am I willing? Am I willing to really put myself, really do it, put myself in and jump in and do it? Or not? That's the question. One of the hardest things to overcome, the hardest things that we have to do, is deal with money. Money is one of the hardest misnomers we can possibly hit. On the one hand, we have to be careful not to go too much running after money. A person could work so much and just totally forget about Hashem. Totally forget Hashem. You make my money. I don't know anything. Just money, money. That's not good. That's not good. It's very bad. It's a bodhisattva. It's one of the worst things. It's very hard to get a person out of his money. Another, they have another type of person. You won't do anything for money. You'll have to work out. You'll have to come. That's also not good. Shem put us here. That's one level of the tough one where you bring down the shepherd that you need to bring. It's mamash not touch it. To be, you have to be in a place. Sometimes today it's not that hard. A person can find a place to be. To find a, it's possible. It's narrow. It gets more complicated. I have to be responsible. I have to be financially responsible, but I also have to be in a place where I'm able to raise up, be above money, to think about spiritual, not about material. That's what we're here for. We have to learn how to think about spiritual, not material. If nothing says, you know, Avraham Avinu, you saw these guests, it's next week, but you saw these guests and you ran to them. He ran to his guests. He ran to help his guests. He said, when you're going to do a mitzvah, and it's the same idea again, when I'm going to do a mitzvah, when I'm going to do a good thing, when I'm going to try to help someone, I need to run. I need to feel like, filled with zrizus, filled with simcha, not like schlepping. I need to run and feel it deep down. To become somebody else. Someone who's real gishmak, his real happiness is Kedusha. There's a meister with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim once went in to buy medicine. And now, you know, pharmacy, I guess, based on the kachas, they told it. This guy was a real cat. He was a pharmacist. He used to make the medicines. Fine. He's got to make the medicine. Chofetz Chaim said, you're so lucky. Every second you do the biggest mitzvah, you're managed to save your lives and help you do so much. This guy's like, maybe, I'm sorry, but I really, what's most on my mind is just to make a living. She says, you shouldn't think that. Think that you're helping someone else and every movement will be elevated to the highest mitzvah. Why are you like letting go of that? Just doing mundane to make the money. Why? And this guy totally, completely changed everything. He became the first person for anything in holiness in that city was him. Not the rabbi, not the beast of the punk. He was it, because he was on fire for Hashem, because all day, that was it. I'm doing this in order to save Jewish life, do the Mishmatim, and the Yosef, just stay him, and help people. That was his focus, and everything changed. So he was doing the same thing. Doing the exact same thing. That's another part of that study. It's like an unbelievable thing that there were these people who would clean houses. Like, cleaning houses are very debilitating our work. Work and it's like it kills your body. It's like hard. Avodat Parak, they say, right? Really breaking work. You do so many hours. So these people were called together and they were told, you know, the best exercise you can do in the world is clean your home. You exercise every part of your body. It's a very strong exercise. It's like going to the gym and getting your personal trainer. And they really were explaining to them that, you know, and if you focus on this, it's going to help you. And your reason is going to help you. And these people, they lost weight. And they, instead of, this is debilitating, health-wise, it's very bad for a person to do hours and hours of cleaning every day. It's too much work. Because they focus on an exercise, everything totally changed. It became good for them. It's totally up to us. Like, even the scientists are figuring it out. When are we going to figure it out and do it? It's up to me. I want. You know, I'm giving the medicine. It's all because of the Torah. It's all because I want to help a Jew. I want to help a fellow. I want to help someone. And if I want, I can be like, I'm just making the money. Oh no, did I get it right? Didn't I get it right? It's totally, totally my choice. Totally my choice. If I go in my house, I'm supposed to help someone out, help my wife, help my kids. I have a choice. I can just be doing an action, which is a good action, but I'm not focused on what it is. Or I can focus on what it is. Moshe Shadron was once walking with his kids. He ran into, the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron. Maybe he ran to him and he said, so where are you going? He said, well, one child has the flu and I don't want the rest of my kids to get ill because that would be really make it very hard enough with one kid with the flu. It didn't have the modern medicine today. It took time. It was hard to deal with the flu. So I'm bringing the children to my mother-in-law to show us the kids. He said, aha, so what are you doing? I just told him what he was doing. What do you mean, what am I doing? So he said, well, like I just said, I'm going to he tried to explain himself to him. Rashi kept asking him, what are you doing? So finally he said, you're doing the mitzvah chesed. chesed for your wife, chesed for your kids, you shouldn't get sick, chesed for your wife. You're not just bringing the kids because you're doing a mitzvah chesed, then you're elder, what are you doing? It's totally us. It's the same thing. If we want, we can bring Hashem into every second of our day, every instant, bring Hashem. When I'm eating, when I'm sleeping, whatever I'm doing, wherever I'm going, I just have to have the right kavana. That's what Rebbe says in the story of the exchange children. Just slight adjustments. The true son, when he had the understanding, in order to make things work the way they should, he only needed to make little adjustments. Because we all need to do the same thing. We all live the same way. That's what Hashem made it. We need to sleep. We all need to eat. We all need to deal with people. Whether there's things we need to do. So, little adjustments will change everything. Everything will be changed. How cold. It's all going to become something totally different. Little tiny adjustments. It's my choice. Up to me. If I want, I can change it. If not, so I can sit and suffer. It's totally up to me. Totally, totally my choice. Unbelievable. The Rebbe says the world completely fools us. We don't see so. We would pay any amount of money. Someone, you know, says, I can tell you, you take this pill, you're going to be happy. All your problems that are torturing you will just go away. Just take the pill. We'd do anything.
Wow, that's
incredible. I think there's a school of agar, kmeya, smadish, all the clippers go away, and you're just happy, and just boring and successful, and everything's good for you. What would we do for something like that? You do anything. Wow. Unbelievable. Really, everything worked out. Wonderful. But we have it in our own self. We don't see it. Story of the Rebbe with the treasure, right? This guy went to this bridge. He gets seen. He's in Yenda. There's a treasure underneath it. It's caught with a shovel. And the guard says, what? You're trying to undermine the bridge. Maybe you have to force it. You know what you're doing. So he told him his dream. He said, I dreamed also that some guy from Warsaw, he described this guy's name and address. Under the hearth is a treasure. Oh, I think I'm going to go there like an idiot and go dig under his hearth. It's some idiot dream. It's no meaning. So this guy went home. He dug under his hearth. And there was a treasure. So the Rebbe says, you have a treasure with you, but you have to connect it with Tzadik in order to get that, to see that, to internalize that, to use that. Because it's covered over. It's not easy to find. But that's the real truth. The truth is we all have a choice of what we do, where we go. So, when we realize this, there's no reason to ever be upset. Why should I be upset? Why should I be depressed? Why should I feel so heavy? That has no meaning. That doesn't mean anything. It has no meaning whatsoever. It's not real. I'm in Dinyan. I'm in some other world. That's not reality. Reality is that it's up to me. And I have to be happy. Happiness changes me totally. Want to be transformed? Be happy. You'll be transformed. Everything will change. Just be happy. Just work on Simcha. Work on sin. That's all I need to do. Work on sin. It's totally, totally, totally my choice. Totally, totally, totally my choice. Or I could be like Lot. I can look at the material world and I can say, okay, that's what it is. That's all. Zel. It's going to be okay. Lot is very, very, believed very much in the ticket. Don't worry, the land will be mine. The Seder. Take time. Nah, Hashem gave it, didn't give it. Promised it. I'm in lieu of Abraham. I can, my sheep can eat the grass, no problem. They don't let their plants, this little plants, their field, that field, doesn't matter, I can do whatever I want. No, they said, I have to leave Abraham, whatever. Look at the material of the world and like not focus on the spiritual, on the reality, the real, what it is at all. We don't get anywhere. I don't get anywhere. I don't understand. Why don't I have any satisfaction? Why don't I have any connection? Something's like missing. The material's missing. What do I do? I'm missing chaser. I felt. What do I do? I'm missing something. What do I do? Something is seriously missing. Something is missing. How do I deal with this problem? So there's nothing missing. It's just you. You're missing. I'm missing. I'm missing. I'm not here. I'm just somehow not here. I don't know what it is. So again, we have all the tikkun we have to have, and we were sent to wherever we were, sent to be raised the way we were raised, even if it was very hard, even if it was impossibly difficult, even though things were, maybe a person could even have been wounded and had hardships in whatever way it was, and that is exactly what he needs. That's the exact challenge to overcome, or at least you overcome and fix, or use to fix this world. You want to make birurim? You want to pick up the sparks like you're supposed to? You want to make clarifications? Well, way to do that is to go through what you went through, and now to clarify. Asking, this is what I need to go through. This is who I am. This is who I was. And now I need to clarify that. I need to change that in whatever way I possibly can. That's my job. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. So how do I do that? It's very simple. Very, 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 very simple. I do that by focusing like a rock. Saying, I believe in Hashem. I don't understand right. Believe, Hashem said, that's the thing of sukkah. The Rebbe says, Emunah is sukkah. He says, Emunah, I can work on believing in Hashem. I can work on believing in Hashem. That's my job. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to do. You have a room, here he is. 99. 99. Hashem says, now it's time to become full, complete. And did Mila at 99. And he just completely became the best that Hashem wanted him to be. And Rav Nathan says, sometimes really coming to a level takes a lot of time. You have to be patient. I have to be very, 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 very patient. I have to realize that it can take so much time. And it's hard. And that's okay. I have to be able to accept whatever Hashem gives me, that's what it's supposed to be. And it's hard, or it's easy, or it's this, or it's that. The lesson says, you're guilty where you are now, and you say, why was I born in this place? Who knows where, went through whatever I went through, with this very annoying teva I had, this nature which is so annoying and difficult and hard to deal with. Why? He says, you know why? He says, because that's what you asked for. He said, when you were in mind, you said, this is the best chance I have to get through it. So give me this. That's why. I asked for this. What, this? Really? Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. Yes. So what are you complaining about? Well, no, it's hard. Okay, yeah, I kind of messed up earlier. In earlier times, probably a couple of good times. And now it's time to fix that. How do I do that? So the only way I can do that is I have my kingdom, I have my positive things. In order to get all these positives, I had to have certain negatives too. And that's the only way to do it. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other chance. That's the only way I can do it. That's the only way I can make it happen. So I have to do it. So I need to do it. So I picked it. I chose it. I said, Hashem, this is what I want. Yes, please. Take me in this gilgul, this way, with this father, this mother, this situation, that situation. Good and bad, all together in America. The Biskrov said I wouldn't even fly over America. It's so filled with defilement. Just flying over in a plane, I'm afraid to terminate my being. I don't want to be near the place. That was in the 50s, not today, when it got much, 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 much worse. To say the least, it's like that. There's not even a word that begins to describe how much worse it got. It's unbelievable.
Sounds like a Gomorrah.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable. We don't understand it.
There was a lot of the difference between the end of World War II and now. Is it how many years?
Almost 70 years.
It's been a while.
Is the difference between World War II about 300 years of thousands?
Wow.
In the defilement.
Wow. Yeah, it's incredible. The defilement is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry, what happened?
Oh, yeah. Defilement has been a very high point index. I mean, the index there's a big one. The defilement has been very, very great. This is even 1,000 years, or several hundred years of defilement since World War II. It's true, it's clear. It's unbelievable how much we lost, how much we had. There were so much bastions of Jewishness and Judaism that were so strong, and all came out, virtually all wiped out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think America's about to be wiped out.
Huh?
I think the myth is about to be wiped out.
I don't know. These things I don't know. If you need someone who really knows what they're doing, talk about. I don't know. All I can say is one
thing. All I know is history tells me this. Every country that has been into a marriage has eventually been wiped out.
Yes.
And America won't probably be different.
Possibly. First of all, it could take many, 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 many years. And second of all, America has a quality which you don't find in any of those other countries. America, for all of its craziness and all of its wildness, has a lot of chesed, a tremendous amount of chesed. And in a backwards kind of way, they're supporting Torah too, because they're supporting the defense here. So whatever you want to say, bottom line, we can be here, and yes, it's through the Arab Rav, and yes, it's like serious to be able to say the very least, but we can be here because of them. That's why when the Chazanish said, I know this whole Zionist situation is like, I think in the last 50, 60 years, it's not going to. And the Alexander, every decree, the bishops said, no, it's because they're supporting Torah and good things too. And that's like sort of holding the level of even the people who are far, the fact that there's Torah in a certain way. So that merit could last a long time. It's not like any other Xavier. Rosh Kanashosh, they were against Jewishness. Even the Haskell, the so-called Enlightenment, they were against Torah. They were not supporting anything Torah, they were just undermining. Here you have this strange thing which, on one hand, is very, very good. Again, a lot of chesed, a lot of meaning, well, a lot of good meaning. And you have a lot of also incredible chutzpah and applying liberal values to Torah, things Christians don't understand. You would never try to apply your lack of understanding to nuclear science. Why do you try to apply it to Jewish survival? It doesn't make any sense. I don't care so much about Jewish survival. Oh, well, I think I know better than Jewish survival. Israel is different, not like any other culture. You can say whatever you want to say, but like the bottom line is, it's very, very not simple. So on the one hand, you have things which are just, they're hair-raising what happens here, the Shemitah now. It's like, you know, they have this head to the hill in many years. And after the hill, I mean, there are many, many holes in it. Many holes and many big discussions about how things completely rejected from the beginning. But in 94, they changed the Nusach the document. They added something. On the one hand, they tried to be stringent. They wrote that all these lands, what they're selling to this non-Jew, is going to be signed in the Israeli municipality, the Tabu, whatever they call it. It becomes his land. But then they added something to kill it, according to everyone. It's a zero sale. And that's really, really sad. They said, but whenever we want, we can just stop the sale. It's not a sale. You want to buy my house? Want to buy Chutzah Chesed? You can buy it for $1. But whatever I want, I'll stop the sale. Want to buy it? You're going to throw a dollar at it. Because in a second, I can say no. And there's no condition. I don't even know if it's probably not even a Kenyan. I'm going to think an acquirement of it. Because it's a smachta. Like, you know if I feel like that I want. You want to buy my Rolls Royce? Here it is. $1. But what I want, I'm going to stop you. You won't even ask for the keys. It doesn't matter how much money you pay. If you pay more, you're more like, it's like starting to become rich. So that means the sale has zero. It's like, and again, I'm looking, I'm trying to find some hanker. To be honest, because I really feel uncomfortable. There are a lot of religious Jews who are using this hanker material, and I hate to put people in a place where they're not keeping Torah. It's very, 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 very distasteful to me. I'd like to find out a cooler for them.
And a quick
and
definition.
I can't find one. I'm looking everywhere.
A quick definition of hanker material.
Hanker material is they sell the land to non-Jews, and they say that the produce is non-Jewish produce, you're allowed to eat it on Shemitah. During this seventh year, you're supposed to leave the land fallow. If it's owned by a non-Jew, so then it's okay. Now again, there's a lot of holes even before this problem, because you're not allowed to have Jewish workers. Jewish workers could be because Shemitah. There's like millions, there's got to be at least 20 strong objections. But before 94, when they went to Rosh Hashanah and all about this, real folks, they would say, it's not great, but there are some who hold that way. He compared to smoking on Yom Tov. There are many postmates that are not allowed, but those who say, oh, you're not allowed to give a match to someone who smokes, he holds it close postmates. Whatever, he had all this stuff. So further, different malachim of the lumpness of it. But it's not, is the vessel, if he cooked in his pots, Heter Mechira, becomes Osir Mamish. So he was like, not to say no. And he had proofs. He said, after 94, I want to answer the questions on this level because I don't want to disappoint you. He said, but like, yeah, your pots are no good. He said, and I'm very disappointed because it used to be a healthy word. And they lowered the levels, like, arbitrarily, without really asking someone who really knows. Now that they're working on a new thing a while ago now, I hope it's not true. They want to have a restaurant that I can keep it open on Shabbat, but it has a hechsher. So they'll have a second kitchen, and they'll have this, and have that, and I'll say, listen, now it's kosher. We can keep it on for a shot. It's on our way to the best of both worlds. What is kosher to do a shot? Like, it's the game is even more crazy. You deciding how what is the version of that? Like, who asked you? Ask the people who know it. What? I don't know. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Meshuggah. It's crazy. It's too bad. It's just sad. It's very, very sad. It's unbelievable to the people who try to be, they don't understand how the thing works and what it means. They don't get it, and they're just like, no problem here, I'll decide. I'm out of Knesset, I can decide. It's crazy. So on the one hand, you have things which are just hair raising. And again, the people, they don't mean bad. They're not bad people necessarily. They think Jewish blood, no one can talk them better. They don't know better. But, I mean, like, being crushed, or you're killing us. You can't kill us either. What do we do to you? Like, how do you still have an empty wagon and a full wagon? You let the full wagon pass. So we have a Torah for many, many millennia. It's a long time. It's not a few hundred years. It's been around. Thousands of years. So it's not flexible. You guys can do whatever you want. So be flexible in terms of religious matters. In terms of religious matters, be flexible. It's very hard to deal with. But they're also supported. America is also part of that support of the Torah. It's not like it's just empty. It's just desolate. Just nowhere. America's doing a lot of chetzer. They're trying to help people. Are they failing? Aren't they failing? The fact that they're trying to help people and trying to make achdus, that's a tremendous power. The Zohar says, I thought I might have mentioned this before, I don't know, but the Zohar says that when Hashem took the language away from the Dor HaFlaga, when he took the language away from that generation of the Tower of Babel, right? If they had been cool with each other and peaceful, nothing would happen to them. It was the fact that they were impatient and fighting that Hashem, they got scattered. It says, even if you were over the Zohar, and there are other places in the Medrash that say the same thing, even in the generation when we were over the Zohar, we were idolatrous, and we were doing who knows what. It doesn't make any conditions, except this, except that. It doesn't say that. If you're peaceful and good with each other, it says you have a protection. You have a, it's not, Rome was very, very, very contentious. It was not a chesed place at all. I mean, it was the other places that we were talking about, Egypt, the different places where they were in Tel Aviv, places where, again, people, unfortunately, they don't know better. And this is a long discussion. What does this mean? This is its own discussion. Maybe on a tape. But actually, one way or the other way, the bottom line is that when a person has a lot of chesed and they're the opposite one with the other, and they're trying to be good, they're trying to be progressive, even if they're wrong-headed and nuts and they're idolaters, Hashem will protect them. So it's hard to know. In America, it's very, very enigmatic. It's like a new, something totally new. I mean, it's not hard for us to understand why the Gemara don't say the last place the Torah is going to be exiled is American Church of Christ.
I'm sorry, the last place.
The place the Torah is going to be exiled to is America, and then Church of Christ. He named, I think it was 10 places where the Torah just like the Sanhedrin said, and then the last place America, and then Church of Christ. So what's going to happen? What does that mean? Maybe open up a fun technology that we have to battle with. I don't know. But it's not simple. That's for sure. Simple, it's not. No simple matter. And we're all soldiers. You have to know that what we do counts. Every mitzvah counts. Every good thing counts. And it's not just us. It's all of Klal Yisrael. We could influence people and help people and shine into people if we only become who we're supposed to become. And it's up to us. It's my choice. If I want, I can become what I'm supposed to become. I can start to have a heart. I can start to be a different person totally. If not, I can still live in the Bahamas, keep chasing Averas, keep chasing the things right there. We don't realize, personally, we went through travel when we're younger. Maybe we feel this problem, that problem, this one's this problem, that one's the other problem. And we figure that really a barrier. We don't realize, I did stupid things earlier. That was the only way I can get it back in. And that's why I fixed them, because I need to have these problems. Why was I suppressed? Why was it made to feel bad or good or who knows what inappropriately? Because I did the same in another lifetime, or I did whatever I did, and that was my best option. That was my best chance of getting through this life. So that's why. That's why. It's not by accident. There's no wrong address. I didn't get off at the wrong station here. Shani did everything exactly the way it needs to be in order to fix me and make me who I'm supposed to be. So I have to just try to bring the light of Hashem into my life in a real way. And that's really a matter of choosing and saying anything is possible, but only open my mind. Not let it be old. I have to fill my day with kedusha, fill my day with extra shem. Be pleasant, be sweet, be nice, be good. Also drunk. Be able to understand how to act and when to act and what way, and figure out who I really am and what I'm here for. That's what it comes down to. So I have to think, what am I here for? How do I do my talking? I have a purpose. What is it? How do I do it? Where is it? I don't want to go through life and then, a person goes up to Shemayim at a certain point, he goes and dies, and it's like, well, you had a purpose, and you never ever searched for what it was. You never said, okay, God, what do you want me to do here? I'll do it. Please, show me. And it might not even be only one day in his bodies. It might take some time to search and find out. So we all have the tools to figure out what we need to do. We just have to do it. we have to learn how to do it. That's our mission. Hashem tells me Zohar to really find out what we're supposed to be doing and to do it. So Hashem. That's today. Rav Hanan, I'm really sorry I didn't